And we're learning more about the workers who are on the overnight construction crew fixing potholes on Baltimore's Francis Scott Key Bridge when it collapsed on Tuesday. Divers recovered the bodies of two, Alejandro Hernandez Fuentes and Dorlian Roniel Castillo Cabrera, both still inside a red pickup truck submerged in the Patapsco River. Officials say four other workers are also presumed dead. They include Minor Suaso Sandoval and Miguel Luna, both members of the Maryland immigrant advocacy group CASA, and we want to know more. George Escobar is chief of programs and services at CASA. George, very tough time for your community. How is everyone absorbing this shock?
It's obviously a very difficult time. The two CASA members we know are among the missing are Miguel Luna, who is from El Salvador, and Minor Suaso Sandoval, who is from Honduras. Minor has been here for over 17 years. Miguel was here over 19 years. Both of them left their homes, you know, very late in the evening, 6:30, 7 p.m. Their families obviously not knowing that was the last time they would be able to say goodbye to them. Mm-hmm. And still to this moment, they're still holding out hope that there could be, a positive result here. But obviously, the reality is starting to settle in. Mm-hmm. And, we were working very closely with the county, the city, state authorities, as well in coordination with their home country consulates to make sure they have access to all the services they need, mental health services, obviously some economic supports, and the needs they're going to need as they kind of move forward and try to transition in their lives.
Well, you say economic support. I mean, these men were the breadwinners for not just their families, but, relatives back in their country of origin.
That's right. They're the primary breadwinners, and the income they bring in sustain not only their families here living in Baltimore, but also their families living back from their countries of origin, right? And it's a typical immigrant story that the breadwinners that are bringing in income here into this country, they're contributing to the economies of both countries. So this is what's happening, and what we see here really underlines the immigrant story overall, in that we have immigrants really working on the front lines of one of the most dangerous commercial sectors there is here in the DC, Baltimore metropolitan area. Over 130,000 workers, about 40% of the entire construction labor force, are immigrants. And yet what we see on the news on a daily basis is what's happening on the border and how folks are coming in, taking away resources from folks that are residing here when truly the lifeblood of the economy rests on immigrant labor and in these really dangerous fields.
Well, it is so interesting. I mean, we heard yesterday the bridge itself was built by people of color, and years ago it was black.
Exactly.
Now it's being sustained by people of color, immigrants largely. And
exactly.
I don't know if there's some solace, which there can hardly be any, in getting that point of pride out, but also making some change. This accident happened so quickly. The ship's crew heroically sent a Mayday signal. People were able to stop traffic from going onto the bridge. But we understand one police officer wanted to jump in his car and race out to the construction crew and couldn't. I mean, it collapsed before he could. He would have died as well. But are you and others wondering, why isn't there direct contact with a construction crew on a bridge?
Absolutely. That comes out very much to the forefront in all the evidence that we're starting to see. There was no direct line of communication with the foreman of the construction crew. That really spells to gaps, again, that we see over and over again when we're talking about immigrants working the front lines. Always there's security lapses, there's lack of protocols that are in place to protect them.
And we're hearing from, workplace safety experts that could be a big reform here. But again, maybe small solace for the families. What is your hope for them? What is next for them? What's the help for them?
Obviously, right now they are in deep trauma. Right there, This is barely 3-4 days old, and they're still processing. So the families themselves, how we're addressing their needs is really right now just assessing exactly what their situation is, what needs we can navigate their way. But over the long term, what we really want to address is policy change. Why are immigrant workers consistently being having their lives threatened, when even we saw through the pandemic, they're at the forefront of keeping this country operating and keeping us all living a comfortable life. We need to see why these disparities happen and really create policies that are really going to address this and put us all on equal footing and ensure that our community is provided the justice that they need.
That's George Escobar, Chief of Programs and Services at CASA in the Baltimore area. George, thank you.
Thank you so much for the opportunity. I really appreciate you highlighting this.